Hi, folks. Welcome to the Alt Accountant Podcast. I am Hector Garcia and joined by my friend and colleague, Kirk Bowman. Hey, Kirk, how are you this week?
I'm good, Hector. How are you?
Good. I would like to talk to you about something that's pretty interesting. Very recently, QuickBooks announced an add-on service that essentially adds bookkeeping, or they're calling it live bookkeeping, bookkeeping support. The scope is not very well defined, but long story short, when new customers are buying the software, they have the option to pay what looks like an additional $200, and it includes bookkeeping as part of the service. Now, we don't know exactly what that's going to look like, who's doing it, what the scope is, but it is very, very clear that this is one of those tests that's going to teach the software company what is it that they need to do to get to the point where the software does bookkeeping work, and we no longer have bookkeeping work to do. And what happens to our profession when there's no more bookkeeping work to do? So I'd love to pick your brain about what your thoughts about that is. And some folks are fearful of this, you know, hey, the software company is backstabbing accountants. Is that true? Or is this an opportunity to do something different? What do you think about all that?
So there's a lot there. We'll unpack it kind of point by point. Maybe just to start, so I'm looking at the QuickBooks page now. And basically what they have done is they've essentially added about $200 per month to each of the different flavors of QuickBooks Online. And if you look at the bullet points for kind of what is additional, you're right, they're vague. And they're probably vague because this is an experiment for Intuit. Now, I would say the fact that they publicly announced it means they're going in this direction and they don't intend to turn back. But it also means this is their first offering. It'll get more well-defined as they go. But as I look at these, there's kind of four bullet points. Talk to a live bookkeeper, streamline setup, get accurate monthly insights, access year end. So probably the most valuable of those four, I would think, would be talk to a live bookkeeper. What we don't know is how often do you get to talk to them? What do you get to talk to them about? How do you get to talk to them? Is it like via Skype? Is there a limit to your access? Do you get to also access them by email? What is their expertise? There's a whole lot there that's undefined. So my take on this is that it is no threat to professional bookkeepers and accountants. In my opinion, Intuit is reaching out to serve a segment of the market that they currently perceive is not being served. I don't think they're trying to go into competition with their pro advisors. That's my brief take on it. What about you?
Well, whether you and I think or not that it is competition to pro advisors, if there are accountants and pro advisors that do charge, let's say, by the hour, and the average fees are somewhere around $200 a month, or maybe a little bit more, or they charge a flat fee that's on that $200 to $300 price range, it could certainly easily be seen as, hey, they're eating my lunch and they're after my business. So I wouldn't completely discard the fact that some people would feel like they are competing with us. But hey, look, Intuit is trying to grow a brand and maximize the value for the shareholders. If there's an opportunity to capture a piece of the market that's not being captured already by accountants and bookkeepers by adding on this service, and they're probably going to partner with existing accountants anyway, because you can't have this $5 billion startup bookkeeping company screw this up, right? Because they are a $5 billion startup bookkeeping business. They don't know how to do bookkeeping. This is not their business. They know how to do the software, but they don't understand what it's like to have a relationship with a customer, you know, to ask questions. They don't know that yet, but they will learn it. I have no doubt in my mind they will learn it. And it will get to the point that even if the interactivity is limited, even if the personal service is not there, even if you really can't compare this massive, you know, call center type business doing bookkeeping versus this local accountant, if you can get to 95% accuracy, do you think small business owners are really going to care about all that fluff? You know, if you don't have this deep relationship and provide proactive advice and is a trusted advisor, an advisor in general to the customer, if your job is simply to complete the bookkeeping, if a software company can do it, even if it's not perfect, and it's within the range of, I'm going to pay about the same amount of taxes with the government, or I'm going to be compliant with the government, I'll be compliant with the government, period, does it really matter? So that's really my thought about why someone could see this as competition.
So let me unpack why I don't think it's competition. Number one, the message that has been resounding in the QuickBooks, bookkeeping, accounting markets and industries for years now, from multiple sources, both software companies, consultants, authors, teachers, trainers, etc., is that automation of the low-end stuff is going to erode data entry. And nobody enjoys doing data entry anyway. So first of all, I see this as just a very obvious truth that what people have been saying is coming is already here, and here's the latest iteration of it. Second, I think people that I would call professional bookkeepers and accountants should be already trying to serve their customers in better ways than this. And I'm not saying that what Intuit is doing is necessarily poor. I think, in my mind, they're serving an area of the market that is either underserved or they don't feel like it's being served. But I think anyone who already has existing customers, I would hope, is offering more than what Intuit's offering and is charging more than what Intuit's charging. Yes, if there are people out there who their basic fee from their customers per month is $200, I could see them being a little bit scared. But I would simply challenge them, what's one thing that you could create or do different starting this month, something you just add in, you create more value for your customers at the same price to counter this, if you really feel threatened by it, which I don't think you should be. The other reason I feel like this actually might be a good thing for the profession is I feel like it's going to force people who are still sitting on the fence, people who are still, I'll still charge by hourly instead of try to price by value. I'll still just be a generalist rather than be a specialist and pick a niche. I'll just keep doing kind of the compliance work rather than try to be a true consultant or advisor. It's going to help force those people out of the nest and to actually consider some of these things. And I actually consider it quite interesting that literally in the same month where we launch our Alt Accountant program, this comes out, right? And we had no clue, but it's just interesting timing. At the same time that you and I are actively engaged in our first workshop to help people move to being alternative accountants, accountants who do things different, who are different, and they're attractive to customers because of that, this comes out. So I think it's just, it's a wave that's coming. The tide is coming in, and you either get on board or you're going to be washed out to sea.
That's right. And let's look at the current environment today. In the current environment today, if you are an accounting professional, bookkeeper, CPA, whatever, and you're engaged with your customer in monthly or quarterly services, you're probably performing in one way, shape, or form some sort of bookkeeping. Maybe you're typing all the data in your own accounting system. Maybe the customer does half of it and you do the other half. Maybe the customer does 90% and you just basically fix and correct their work. There is an aspect of bookkeeping that we do. It is entrenched in the services, in the profession. But I think that this is nothing compared to what's coming. This is a small attempt to bridge the gap between we do bookkeeping today to bookkeeping no longer exists. And I don't see bookkeeping lasting more than 10 years. And I'm being generous with that timeline. I just don't see it. You know, all the banks are interconnected. Amazon, you know, has details about every purchase. Most people are buying in Amazon. They can send that stuff straight into QuickBooks with certain add-ons, details of the purchases. People are buying through all sorts of electronic portals like PayPal or Square, and these merchants are providing details, digital receipts to all the purchases. The banks are downloading information manually. We have apps out there that download check images and download bank statements. most of this relevant data sits already digitally in some sort of pipeline. And to go from the source to the accounting software, it's just API, man. It's just stuff moving on the back end. And then on top of that, you have the collective wisdom of whatever, 3 million QuickBooks users categorizing these things by hand. And QuickBooks is learning how people do things, right? And with this deep learning and AI, the software is not going to be able to make decisions, you know, make decisions based on industry, value, circumstance, vendor, and receipt, right? They'll be able to take all the facts about history of the last 5 years worth of data entry that we've done manually into QuickBooks. They'll be able to now give much better suggestions or automatically categorize things that are still going to be, again, 95% accurate. And my argument is that even if there's zero human involvement and the customers feel that the margin of error is small enough, they're no longer going to give any value to getting a human being involved in bookkeeping, right? So the big question is, what is the alternative to bookkeeping? What is the anti-bookkeeper, right? Well, the anti-bookkeeper would be one, the one that does the bookkeeping if they need to, but doesn't charge for it. That's a big, interesting one. The one that provides proactive advice and the one that helps the client move beyond worrying about the relevance of accounting in their business, right? It helps them price their services, helps them hire talent, helps them market to the right customers, helps them negotiate prices with their vendors. The role of an accountant advisor is going to be much more of an operating role and a management role than an administrative data entry role if bookkeeping is wiped out as a profession. And it's not evil big software company QuickBooks doing it. It's the market. The market's asking for this, right? The customers, small business customers no longer value data entry. So I think QuickBooks is reacting to what the market is asking for.
Interesting proposition. I hadn't considered whether the market's asking for it or not. In my mind, this is more in the category of the market didn't know it could have it until Intuit offered it. But now that Intuit's offering, the market goes, oh, that might be something I would like. I think your point to giving the bookkeeping away gets right to the heart of the matter. In fact, here's a challenge. You want to find the answer to this problem or threat, if you perceive one, give yourself 2 hours, half a day, and sit down and figure out what would your business model look like if you gave the bookkeeping away. If you said, look, you hire me, bookkeeping's included, no additional charge. What would you then be selling to your customers? What's the value they would be getting? And I have said repeatedly that I think bookkeepers and accountants have the keys to the kingdom because you have access to your customers' books. And what you have is you have the knowledge and experience of how to interpret and read those books. You can look at those books and gather insights. You can look at a P&L and see things that a customer will never see. You can look at a balance sheet and see things a customer will never see. Those insights and the results that your customers can achieve from those insights are huge, and that's what you should be selling. I would go as far as to say, why don't you look at it and go, what would it take for me to create my own ecosystem for my customers? My customers come in, they don't just get the bookkeeping, but there's integration with these other apps. They get these things, they get my insights, they get access to me, they get this, they get that. What would it take to create a platform and market yourself that way? So there's two different ways that I think you could tackle this. One, market the insights. Two, market a platform. Go beyond that and make the insights just a part of what you're offering. The more we talk about it, I think it is so easy to go above and beyond this.
Yeah, no, I think that definitely the notion of not selling an accounting service or a bookkeeping service, but instead selling a subscription access to a platform that involves the accounting work, involves the bookkeeping work, involves the advisory, involves the tax, but is what you're really selling is, imagine if your accounting business was like a QuickBooks and and you have access, and you have people have ways to easily have access to all the resources you can offer, paid in a monthly basis, and you know, come in and come out as they please. Like that's a very interesting proposition. Probably one I don't have the answer for right now because my business doesn't function that way now. But that's something that we're clearly looking into in the next 3 years or so, you know, because we almost have to mimic the SaaS platforms. Because, and it goes back to the argument I was saying earlier, that the market is asking for it. Now, I think the only place we'll probably disagree on this, I think that the market is asking for it, but in different words, right? So I don't think small business owners are saying, please QuickBooks, do my bookkeeping because my existing accountant or bookkeeper, I don't like. I don't think that's the case. I think our industry has an immense amount of trust, an immense amount of success at customer satisfaction. I mean, very rarely somebody will change their accountant or their bookkeeper. This is a position of trust, and small business owners value it. So. I mean, they value it, but they don't, because now you see all these commercials of people taking pictures of receipts with their phones, and they're sort of inferring that accounting is no longer a profession. It's now something that you take a picture of with a phone. And they don't explain in these commercials, you know, what goes behind, okay, what do you do with that picture? How do you categorize transactions? How do you archive it? How do you organize it? That's the function of the accountant and the bookkeeper. And we make a big deal about everything that happens behind the scenes and how important it is and how valuable it is. But at the end of the day, our customers really don't care about that. You know, what they really care about is, can I forget about this? Once I take a picture of it, can I just forget about it? And they're assuming that something magically happens in the back end. And in today's world, accountants and bookkeepers, that's what we do in the back end, right? We grab that data, take it away from their hands, and figure out what to do with it. But software company will replace us. The software companies will figure out how to do this without human intervention or very limited human intervention. If anything, the current human intervention that we're doing, it's feeding and helping them create that in the software. So that's coming, and that's coming no matter what. So there's right now is a perfect time to start thinking about proactively transforming your practice, your business model, what your service offering is, what your positioning is, your value proposition is, because no longer I do bookkeeping for you and it's so will have any consequence of value. And I'll give you an example. So think about like the way Kirk was saying, what if you had to give away bookkeeping for free? Assume for a second that it was illegal, right? It was made illegal, right? Now, what happens if now you no longer have the legal capacity to do bookkeeping? Now, you can do everything else. You can charge for tax preparation. You can charge for advisory, but you have to give away the bookkeeping for free. Then what would you call your service? How would you transform it? How will it be different? You kind of have to think about these things because it's not impossible. You know, we just went through a major tax reform. I would argue that it wasn't as much of a reform as I wanted, but some things were changed. And the method behind it, or the methodology behind it, is to simplify the tax code, get more and more people to file the tax returns without the need of an accountant because there's more standard deductions. This is happening. It will either be done through market and technology, or it could be done through regulation and governments. So the life expectancy of the bookkeeping profession, to me, it's been just way too long. I think we're in life support. So if you insist on sticking with that old model, I think that you're going to be on the bottom end of success for the next 5 to 10 years. So thinking about what your business model will look like tomorrow, when you can no longer charge for bookkeeping, either because you can't compete with free accounting through the QuickBooks software, or you can't do it through this fantasy of government regulation that I put in place, not letting you do it. You have to think hard about what that would look like. That's the way I'm thinking about it, and that's the way I'm planning for the future.
You made a comment, something about, you know, is the accounting bookkeeping profession going away? I would say no. I think things like this are actually good for the industry because it is going to force accountants and bookkeepers to do what they really should be doing rather than the menial manual stuff that they may have made money on in the past. I think it's pushing him in the direction. I think it's actually going to make the profession more valuable because it's going to force you to sell what is most valuable to your customers. So I think it's a positive move. It's some people might see it as a tombstone. I don't. I see it as this is a birth. This is a birth of the new age. It's a sign of the birth that's already happened. I mean, this is not like a newborn. This is, we've got toddlers or young children now in this process. And I think it's so positive. I could see how pro advisors might, at the first announcement, see it as competition, and they might see it as, wait, we've been helping you grow your platform and now you're going to compete with us. But I think if you step back and look at it from the perspective that we're putting forth, I think you'll actually see it as a positive thing. And I actually think you should embrace it. I mean, you know what? I would use this as an opportunity to raise your prices. Here's what I mean. You get a customer who's nickel and diming you on price, just say, look, my minimum is, I don't know, $350, $400 a month. If that's not valuable to you with what I can offer and what I've said I would do for you, here's the alternative. We talk to people about offering choices. You could be so bold as to make this one of the three choices you offer. We've always said that when you offer three choices, there's a fourth choice, and the fourth choice is actually five choices. One choice is no. The other choice is not to do anything. Well, here's another choice. Now, I don't think I'd make a habit of making this the lowest offering, you know, unless you can work out some deal with Intuit where they're going to pay you a commission. But hey, if they will pay you a commission on it, why not? I think it is so easy to differentiate yourself from this. It's so easy. And if you don't see it as easy, then I would challenge you to look at it differently. Listen to some of our previous podcasts or consider the Alt Accountant course. We're in the middle of our first session. We're probably going to be starting the second session sometime in late April. Just throw that out there kind of as a plug, altaccountant.com.
You're confirming what I was thinking. The ones that see this as a problem, hey, you know what? Fine. You know, you go die with the rest of the folks that don't want to change. What can we do? What can we do? We can't help the people that don't want to be helped, right? There will be a segment of the population that don't want to, you know, outsource it to some faceless company. There will be a segment of the population that want the bookkeeper to live within 5 miles of their business so they can show up and, you know, move the paper from one area of the office to another area of the office. There will be a segment of the population that's still going to need the old school accountants, let's call it that. But I think that with the rise of, you know, millennial business owners and, or, you know, in the next 10 or 15 years, you're going to have folks owning businesses that didn't, you know, don't know what a rotary phone is, don't use TV anymore, don't even use a computer to conduct emails or type. We conduct business or type emails. They only use a phone. I think the general expectation is going to be that everything is on the phone, everything is cloud, and everything is real time. And human beings, we don't have the capacity to do real time. Computers can do real time. We can't. So the leverage of using AI and machines and automation, it's going to be a pivotal point of what people ask for. And the new accountants, the alt accountants, the advisors, they're not going to be able to provide what the software company can, but we can provide differentiated services, as you mentioned. And this is why it's so important to look into specializing and target working with target audiences, because there's massive multi-billion-dollar companies providing bookkeeping either through the software itself, through AI, or through some sort of partnership with other bookkeepers and accountants that kind of work in the back end in a call center or whatever. They're not going to be able to do this in a customized, specialized, industry-driven, horizontal, problem-driven approach. They're going to have a script to go from. They're going to have to service multiple industries or some sort. And when that doesn't work for the client, they're going to go the other way and look for the specialist that says, look, I'm looking for the guy that I can talk to, or the gal that I can see their face, that I know for a fact knows my business, knows my industry, knows what I do, knows how I do it, and I'm going to hire them. And if you are not proactively building a brand around how you're different and how you target specific group of customers that are not going to work with this, you know, massive bookkeeping services or automation that the software companies do. You need to be there to serve those customers, and you need to be their first choice.
One thought that occurred to me is, if you're a bookkeeper or an accountant in North America, do you honestly think that somebody that Intuit is going to hire to provide the level of bookkeeping that comes with this service is going to be able to compete with you? Are they going to have the experience, the insight, the ability to help customers the way you do? There might be a rare case, but I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. And I'm going to challenge our audience. If after all of the case that Hector and I have made, you still think this is a threat, then you need to take $200 of your own money and take one of your customers' books and hire this service for a month or two and see what they do. Don't be scared of something you don't know. If after everything we've said, you still see it as a threat, then you need to buy the service yourself and put it through a test to see what it is. And somebody somewhere is going to do that. Maybe Hector and I will do it. I don't know.
Oh, you gave me a good idea. It's funny. I wasn't even thinking about that. You know, it's almost like I need to do that. Now I'm screwed. Now I have to pay the $200 and I have to take one of my trusted clients' books through it because I have to see what this is. Because you're right. I mean, look, they're charging a flat monthly fee. We're saying that it's $200. I mean, that's not going to be forever, right? That price may go up, may go down. Who knows how they're going to scope it or how they're going to price it. But it'll be interesting to know, well, who are they paying to do this work? Will it be an hourly employee? Will it be an hourly contractor? Would it be a piecemeal contractor? What limits are they putting on the employee to make sure they're quote unquote productive and profitable in a per job basis? I mean, these big companies, we really have no idea how they're going to do this. And if I had to guess, they're going to pay somebody by the hour. They're going to procure a contractor by the hour. So now, hey, Intuit, QuickBooks, or whoever else is doing this, welcome to the world of, you know, pricing fixed services and managing work, paying hourly on the back end. This is not easy stuff. So I think they're going to be enormously successful at selling it. I've yet to know how successful they are on executing it. I think there's going to be very interesting to watch and tons to learn from. You know, when this thing first came out, I had so many questions in my head about what this will look like. You know, what does the scope look like? What does the communication look like? I had so many thoughts in my head that reminded me of how complex the bookkeeping and accounting profession can be when it's done correctly, how intricate it is, how detail-oriented it is, and how much of the human aspect and relationship aspect matters when it's done correctly, when it's done the way a lot of us do it. And then you start seeing, in contrast, what it will look like in this seemingly opposite matter. It raises a lot of questions. So I think it's going to be a great exercise for the entire profession to watch and observe. You know, I actually kind of thankful that Intuit is doing this because we got a big boy doing this with big boy pockets. So we're going to see how this plays out. And I think us as a profession can learn a lot from it. And as you said, I think this is the opportunity for us to use this as a catalyst for transformation.
You know, here's an interesting idea. I threw out one already. We'll see if either of us accept the challenge to actually buy the service and then come back and report what it's like. But another opportunity would be to find out who is the product manager for this at Intuit and see if they would come on the show and talk to us about it, right? We're not going to invite them on the show to tear them up about it. We'd invite them on the show because we're curious. We want to know what it is. We want to help. Because I think once the curiosity goes away, I think the uncertainty of what this is certainly factors into the fear. And I think once it comes out, I think it's going to help most people be a lot more comfortable. And I don't think, at least I haven't seen or heard anything that leads me to believe that Intuit is trying to compete with their pro advisors. I don't think they're trying to offer that level of service, insight, and value through this offering. I think it's a totally different offering. I think they're totally opposite. And if nothing else, I would challenge you to look at what you're offering, look at what Intuit's offering and go, do they look the same to the customer? If they do, you got some work to do.
Hopefully they don't. I would say probably half, it probably doesn't look any different. And I would say for the people that are currently in our Alt Accountant program, I know it's not going to look different because we're not going to let them get out of this program without it looking different, right? But there's another option. I mean, part of the reason I wanted to do this was to address the fear, but I'm just going to throw it out there. If this still is something you're concerned about, you need to check out the Audit Accountant program because Hector and I will not let you out of there and be worried about this. You're going to be so much excited about certain other things. So anything else we need to throw out there on this? I feel like we kind of tied a bow on it, but I'll let you wrap it up.
No, yeah, I think we said everything we needed to be said. I'll just add a disclaimer. Everything we both said, it's all speculative, right? We basically looked at the QuickBooks website and created this entire story around something that we don't know, just something that we're observing on their website, right? We're looking at this live bookkeeping service and we're creating, you know, this alternative universe in which we understand what this looks like, what it doesn't look like, how this will affect our profession or it isn't. And I'm kind of a QuickBooks insider, so I have to be very careful with what I say and how I say it. I don't have any additional information that anyone else does about this. All I can see from the website is that maybe QuickBooks will offer for about $200 a month bookkeeping services that may or may not be an add-on to their current bookkeeping or accounting service. And we are yet to see, and get your popcorn ready, folks. We get to see what is this going to look like? How is this going to affect people? Some people are going to freak out. Some people are going to embrace it. Like Kirk said, some people are going to resell it and say, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to do any more bookkeeping. I'll let the customer pay the software company directly. And I will only charge for tax planning. I will only charge for advisory. I will only charge for just companionship. I'll be there next to you as a business owner and I will help you overcome your operating needs as your advisor. And I'm no longer tied to doing data entry and reconciling bank accounts or whatever is it that they're going to do that we no longer are going to do. So just wanted to add that there. This is all speculative. We probably should have said that at the beginning. It's all speculative, but we would love to hear what you think. You know, when this podcast goes live in Facebook, add some comments. Tell us what's going on in your head. Where do you think this is going? Where do you think they're going to be successful at or failure at? And start thinking about it. What will your business look like? This is the question for you. What will your business look like if you no longer can offer bookkeeping services? It is made illegal or physically impossible for you to do bookkeeping services. What will your business look like?
So I had one more thought pop in my head. First of all, some of what we said is not speculative. The fact that the bottom tasks, the manual tasks that had been done for so long are going away and being automated, that's not speculative. That is real. That's truth. Now, our opinions about what Intuit is offering and how they're offering, I'll grant you that's speculative, although I would say it's educated guess. I think there's some smarts behind it. The other thing I'm going to throw out there is, and now I lost my train of thought. So with that, I'm just going to let it go.
Perfect. Bye, Kirk. See you next week.
Bye.